Hello and welcome to another mini episode of How Did This Get Made? I am Paul Scheer, and twice a month I am joined by Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael and a special guest, and we try to make sense of the movies that make no sense. And this next movie, man, I've only heard about it, I've never seen it, blew my mind. I think the pitch kind of went down like this. Hey, you like E.T., right? Yeah, we love E.T. Why don't we make E.T.? Well, we can't make E.T., we get sued. Well, our E.T. will be different. Well, how? We'll put a kid in a wheelchair. Oh, that seems a little extreme. Okay, what else? Instead of Reese's Pieces, he likes Skittles. It still seems pretty similar. No. He needs Coke to live. Cocaine? No. Coca-Cola. Wait, all right, well, this sounds a little... I don't know. It sounds a little bad. Maybe we should do something a little bit different. No. It's E.T. We're going to get everyone to pay for it. Sears, McDonald's. Hell, we'll even call the character Mac, like a Big Mac, and we'll have a giant dance scene at McDonald's. Fuck it. I'm sold. And that's how they made this movie. This movie is bonkers. It's violent, number one. It's very violent. There's a kid in a wheelchair, and you think, oh, that's interesting. He's like a capable kid. But no, every time he's in that wheelchair, he's falling down hills. It has a zero rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Zero. It's viewed as one of the worst movies of the decade, but not of the decade, of ever. I'm sorry. The worst movie of ever, of all time. And I believe it's the only movie that has Ronald McDonald introducing the trailer. Here, take a listen.
Hi, kids. It's me, Ronald McDonald, and I'm on the set of my very first motion picture ever. It's a movie called Mac and Me, and it stars my little friend from outer space here. His name is Mac, and I want to introduce you to him. Mac? Anybody seen Mac? Where'd he go?
Paging Ronald McDonald.
Listen, I've got to go now.
You're wanted in makeup.
Makeup? Me?
Okay, first of all, that's creepy, that end. Makeup? Me? He starts maniacally laughing. I'm not afraid of clowns. That introduction is freaky. It's weird. He's on set. Ronald McDonald also shouldn't speak, ever. I feel like he should just be dancing around. I don't like him speaking. I don't like him speaking as an actor. That this is his big movie role. This movie is crazy. And multiple times during it, I just believe like during the writing of it, they must have said, who gives a shit? It's for kids. You have to watch it. It's so bad. It's an hour and 45 minutes. I believe 30 minutes is dialogue scenes. The rest is just long montages of people walking, running, chasing. But here, have a taste of the trailer. Listen to what goes on in this movie.
They were an average alien family living on their own planet. And we were an average family living on ours.
He took my Coke, Mom.
Coke.
Come on, you guys.
I don't have it. I didn't take it.
I knew it.
Accidents happen, and like us, they found themselves in a strange new neighborhood.
I like it.
Me too.
Shh. Communing with the Earth spirits.
Welcome to California, bud.
Alert, alert. We have a malfunction. We have a malfunction.
Their lives were in danger.
Back off, Larry. Get away from it.
We got a problem here.
They had to escape. When the smoke cleared, their family was separated. Somehow, one of the aliens was hiding in our house. The government wanted to capture him.
It's here.
A bad children's book.
Everyone was after him. And my brother, Eric, wants to make friends.
We got him!
You sucked this living thing into a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, and then we blew him out again.
Now Eric is risking not only his life, but my life.
Give me the gun. Step back!
To save them.
This is the police.
It's about more than friendship. It's about adventure. Mac and Me.
Oh my gosh, this movie, and I'm sorry there's a lot of sound effects there, just things are exploding all the time. This movie is amazing. There are big fight scenes in a Sears, a giant dance scene in a McDonald's, like I mentioned. You have to see this movie to believe it. It's crazy. I've only heard about it. Obviously, you may have seen the clip of the wheelchair falling into the ravine on Conan O'Brien. It's worth the rest of the time to watch it. And watching the movie, I actually thought to myself, there's no redeemable lesson from this movie at all, really. So the game that we're going to play for this episode is, if you can find a moral of this movie, post it on our Facebook fan page at How Did This Get Made, or on our earwolf.com page, and give us a moral that you took from this movie, because I can't find one, besides the fact that aliens are scary but not that bad. I guess that's not a moral, but it's just a thing that I learned. Also, I learned that Coke is better for dehydration than water. That would be maybe a moral. So write a moral that you learned from Mac and me, and tune in. Our special guest is going to be Adam Pally, who you've seen on the new ABC show Happy Endings. We'll see you next week.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.